young men in whom there was no blemish. But what? Stunning. Young boys were stunning. Handsome young men. Nevertheless, I don't want anybody. I want some stunning young men. I want them to have them abs. I want them to be built right. Listen to what Nebuchadnezzar, I don't just want anybody. I want the nice looking guys. The world want our best. Why can't we give God's best to our children? Yes, it's okay to be scholars. It's okay to be stunning. It's okay to have skills. But what's important to be able to survive Babylon is a foundation about the Savior. Now, has anybody heard me say that they shouldn't be educated? Okay, don't lie on me. No, I want them to be educated. But I want them to be prepared, too, for Babylon. Because guess what, mama and daddy? Guess what? Now you're going to Georgia State. Amaru going to Morehouse. These other kids, they're going to be going somewhere else, too. They're going in the military. They're going all over the world. And if we have not prepared them for Babylon, we have failed them. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a godly desire because their mama and daddy took time out of their busy schedule and put them in Sunday school, had them in taught, had them in Bible study, preparing them for Babylon. I'm bold enough to say this. I'm going on record to say this. If your children don't have no heartbeat for Sunday school, Bible study, talk, you ain't sitting down telling them nothing about the word. You're fooling yourself. Because the more word that's in you, the more word you're going to want to be in them. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? You take these grandparents and granddaddies and grandma who sold out for Jesus. Every time they look, let me pray for you, baby. Hey, did you read your devotion? Hey, did you get that book I sent you? They say, yeah, me, ma, I got it. Because they want to train them for Babylon. They want to make sure they got a godly desire. Number two, not only there must be a godly desire, there must be good decisions. You can have all the desires in the world. And if you got poor decisions, your life going to end up in a mess. What am I talking about? Good decisions. Right here in verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuch said to Daniel, I fear my lord, the king. Hey, the king want me to give y'all these things. And if I don't give y'all these things, and then y'all come before the king looking all worn out, don't you know the king gonna have my head? That's the context. But Daniel was saying, homeboy, just trust me, because I know who's on my side. Y'all stay with me now. We could. Number one, there must be a godly desire. Number two, there must be good decisions. I fear my Lord who has appointed your food and drink, for why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then he would endanger my head before the king. Let me tell you something about sin. Sin will have you looking old. Sin will have you looking beat down. Sin will have you looking 40 years older than what you really are. Amen. Amen. People tell me all the time, boy, you look like you still 14. I got that good thing in me. I got that fountain of youth in me. I got that living water in me. Amen. But say good decisions. Now, Aaron, stay with me. A godly desire must be accompanied by good decision. Okay, let me make it plain. Say make it plain. You told yourself. January the 1st, 2019. Your heartbeat, you said to yourself, and your heart is there, you said, I'm going to lose this weight. I'm gonna lose this weight. And your heart, your desire is to lose that weight. But you just can't have good desires. You better have some good decision. Stay with me now. Rail treading on some light soil right now. Amen. And stay with me. I'm just trying to make my point. See, you can have all the desire in the world to lose them pounds. Okay, I'm treading light. Okay. But if you don't have some good, what am I talking about? You say, you done went to Planet Fitness and you got your membership little card. You ready. Boy, you say, yeah, I'm ready. I got my mind made up and I won't turn. I ain't turning back to that table like that no more. Stay with me now. But by the 10 o'clock at night, down the hall where you hear something say, apple pie. Apple pie. Apple pie. And you get up out of your bed, you say, let me see who that is in that kitchen. Apple pie say, it's me, your friend. And you got all the desire in the world. But your desire is only good to your as well as your next decision. And when you cut that pie, and when you hear apple pie homeboy call you, vanilla ice cream, and you put them on top of one another, and you sit there and say, I'll work out tomorrow. I'll work out tomorrow. And then tomorrow come and you don't work out. Having all the desire in the world ain't gonna help you if you don't have some good decisions to go with it. Daniel had a good desire, godly desire, and he made some good decisions. Come here, kids. Let me talk about the sexual impurity. Now, I don't know some of y'all. I don't know some of y'all songs. So y'all work with Rail. Rail going back to the 90s. You can't wait till you're in the dorm room with Keith Sweat on. You may be young, but you can't. Come on now. You can't wait till you're in the dorm room with him or her. Y'all, see, we got to tell our kids this. And think that you're going to shut Babylon down. It ain't going to happen. Well, let me say, you might get away that time. Mom and them used to say, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. Boy, I'm preaching up in here today. No. If it's you, homeboy, she want to come back to your dorm. She want to come. No, you can't come over here because I'm trying to live with purpose. He tell you, you know I love you. And because I love you, and if you really love me, you will go right here with me. And he said, no, if you really love me, you won't ask me to do such a thing. Well, I'm pushing it up in here. Can I get a witness? Let me make my point. Daniel, not only was his decision individual, but his decision was influential. Stay with me. We through. His decision was, he had to make an individual decision. But it was influential too. What am I talking about? Here is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who came from Jerusalem with him. And when Daniel stood up and said, no, I got a godly desire, and I'm making some good decisions. Do you know when them Hebrew boys were tested in Daniel chapter 3? Because they saw their homeboy stand up to the king. You know what that caused them to do? Stand up to the king. Because they saw their homeboy living with purpose, they said, if he lived with purpose, I can live with purpose. I ain't got to give in to Babylon. We ended with this. You make it a decision. Watch this now. You make it a decision to remain a virgin. See, so, oh, Rev, you for real? Yes, I'm for real. Yes, I'm for real. Well, why can't we push that to our babies? And if they get out there in Babylon and do it, they never had our endorsement. You standing up and saying, you know what? I'm keeping, especially young men. Amen. Call me queer. Call me what you want to call me. But one thing you won't call me is unclean. I'm going to keep myself pure until I'm married. You never know. Y'all know, we was out there, and everybody was waiting for that other person to stand up. Y'all, yeah. Man, if somebody would just stand with me, if somebody would just, why can't you be that one that maybe pulls somebody else? You make it a decision not to drink and party. Can help someone else not to drink and party. You make a decision not sexting. So you got to talk to these kids on their level. So, okay, people don't know what to say. When you take a picture of yourself with your bra, or a boy taking himself of his lower region. And let me remind our kids, once that thing go out there, you can never get it back. Your whole life can be destroyed. Because I know some parents are going to be upset. Your life can be destroyed over one stupid push of a button. That somebody will hold over your life for the rest of your life. Because you thought it was fun, but it ended up being fatal. Because you said, no, I don't do stuff like that. I asked Charisma in our conversation, I said, if anybody's sending something to you vulgar, it's because either you like it or you have not told them you don't like that. Amen. And I told her about a guy. He sent me an email with some profanity. He was joking. When I read my email and I saw that profanity, I said, listen, do me a favor. Don't ever send me another email with this type of language. When he saw me in person, he said, Lee, I apologize. I didn't know. I said, yeah, I don't play like that. Yeah. Homie, don't play that. But if I would have never said anything, he was going to send me. I'm living what? Purpose. Number three, there got to be a godly desire. There got to be good decision. Number three, there must be great discipline. Daniel said, give me 10 days. Give me 10 days, right? That's what the text said. Statistics prove, watch this now. Learn how to have self-control by living with purpose day after day. Studies have shown that it takes at least 18 days before something becomes a habit and 66 days before it becomes automatic. I haven't drank a soda in almost 4 years. It had to start somewhere. It was health issues. Other issues. The doctor says, well, that diverticulitis, that pain that night, a soda ain't worth it. Amen. 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 A soda ain't worth it. Point. I'm just trying to make a point here. 18 days before something becomes a habit. 66 days before something becomes automatic. You got to live with discipline. Amen. And if you never start, how do you know what you could do? Amen. My wife will tell you, I haven't had, y'all know there's a God, Chick-fil-A fries on December the 5th, 2018. It got to be the power of God. Got to be the power of God. Why? I got to the doctor. My cholesterol number was real high. He said, son, I don't want to have to put you on cholesterol medicine after the heart attack or stroke. Think about that. He said, it's not going to do you any good then. I said, but give me an opportunity, doctor, to make some natural changes.